Hey, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I am a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing schools become bastions of creativity and wonder. And we're barely going to be tip-tapping around the topic of creativity in the next few podcast episodes, because really this is going to be about something that I care a ton about, something I have loved for a long time, and that is Harry Potter. And just think that it's one of my favorite, all-time favorite book series. It's one of my favorite books to movie adaptations. And so a warning ahead of time, there will be spoilers. So if you've never read the books and you've never watched the movies, please do not listen to this podcast. In fact, don't listen to any of my podcasts. Go check out the books and read them yourselves, because you are missing something in this world if you've never gotten into Harry Potter. And if you don't like Harry Potter, well, we can't be friends. Just kidding. You can choose not to like Harry Potter, but I love it as a series. So, all right, let's go ahead and start. Let's just put it out there. Hogwarts is probably a terrible place to send your kids. It's dangerous, and I'm not just talking about the basilisks and trolls and dementors and those, you know, scary moments where professors are trying to murder one of the kids to bring back a Dark Lord. It's also like the place where you have changing staircases and underage liquor and Quidditch, a game that I'm pretty sure doesn't follow any kind of concussion protocol. It's also home to some of the worst teachers in all of fiction. You've got the always arrogant Lockhart, the cruel and vile Umbridge. I mean, one of the professors is a dead guy whose lectures make you wish you were in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Anyone? Not to mention the professors who actually wanted to murder Harry, like Quirrell and Barty Crouch Jr. Now suddenly, grizzly bears don't sound so scary, right? But if Hogwarts is so bad, why is it that we all secretly hoped for an owl inviting us to go to the Hogwarts Express? I'm sure part of it is the magic and the castle and the Quidditch matches and all of that. But I think it's also the characters that we've grown to love. I'm thinking about Harry, Ron, Hermione, Luna, Neville. And it's also a place with the professors that were at times outright amazing. These were the professors that reminded us of our favorite teachers, the ones who kept learning epic, where the classroom would feel like magic and you didn't want to leave. But which professor was actually the best teacher? Well, we're going to be exploring this question with a look at the top seven teachers at Hogwarts. Expect a new post each day this week as we count down from 7 to 1. And with that in mind, I want to encourage you to leave a comment on the blog post. It's at spencerauthor.com. And on the video, if you go to spencervideos.com. And I want to leave with this final thought. Hogwarts was scary, and it was dangerous. But maybe if there's something we could take away from the Harry Potter series, it's that the world is often dark and dangerous and scary as well. And it's that amazing things happen when good people choose to stand up against dark things. It has me thinking about school. If maybe sometimes we've made it too safe, too antiseptic, if we've shielded kids too much from a world that is often dark and broken. I often talk about the role of joy and celebration and things like that in school. And all of those things are true. But I'm wondering if maybe a part of what school needs to be is a little bit more epic. So thanks for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Have a wonderful day. If you enjoy this podcast at all, you could leave a review on iTunes. That would mean the world to me. But have a great day.